My name is Matt Ryan, and we are joined on the phone right now by Jenna LeDuc. Jenna, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. So I want to ask you about your brand new one. First single you just released called Drive. I love this song. Tell us a little bit about your new tune and kind of the story behind this one and the writing process and how this one came to be.
Well, this one's kind of my mantra for 2025, I guess. That's why I picked it to go first. It kind of encompasses everything that I'm hoping to do this year and hoping to do with my music. But the writing of it was actually a strange story. I was a full-time gigging musician before COVID. And through COVID, five of my friends got together and we decided we're just going to get together for a weekend and we're just going to write because we can't go out and gig anymore. I mean, people were able to visit at that point, but nobody was out playing in the clubs or corporate events or anything. Nothing was happening. So we kind of locked ourselves in a studio for a weekend and we wrote five songs and this was one of them. So it kind of was my way of deciding what I was going to do going forward after, you know, we were able to get back out there and do music again.
For sure. It's a great song and it's a great choice again for the first single here, 2025. The music video as well, I thought very well done. Now it's taken clips and videos from performances. Whereabouts are those videos and clips from there in the music video?
That one was from Tailgate Music Festival, which was kind of a first inaugural music festival in a town that's just outside of where I grew up. So it's about 20 minutes away in Mitchell, Ontario. And so it was a great festival in that, you know, Stephen Lee Olsen was the headliner. So you had that big, you know, artist feel to the festival. But there were also some local acts as well. So myself and one other guy from around named Max Smith, who's just an incredible up-and-coming artist as well. So I really wanted to kind of capture in that video exactly who I am and kind of show people what it is that, you know, being at a festival with me looks like. And and Dustin Smith is a local guy who did the video for me. He did such a great job and kind of making sure that happened. And I was really happy with the way it turned out. It was a great festival to be a part of, and they're doing it again this year. Yeah. So it'll be fun.
That's cool. Yeah, no, it came together really, really well. And Tailgate Music Festival, I'm not aware of that. Hadn't heard of it before. I also love the name, but Tailgate Music Festival just sounds good. I like the name. I thought that's very well done. And it looks like it was a lot of fun and a great turnout. Jenna, what's kind of this year looking like for you as a whole? Obviously, in the next little bit, continuing to promote the new music. Are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows this year? What's kind of your goal and what's 2025 looking like for you here in the early stages of the new year?
Well, I think, you know, I kind of went old school a little bit in that I recorded a whole record. I know most artists are doing EPs and things like that, but I'm a bit of a traditionalist at heart. That's why I've got fiddle and steel all over my records.
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome.
Right. I just, to me, that's what country music is all about, and about the storytelling and the instrumentation. So I did a whole record while I was down in Nashville, and I plan to release a couple of singles every few weeks. So once those are out, then I'll release the record in its entirety and hopefully do a CD release party. And now my goal is to just get on as many festivals and artist showcases and songwriter events that I can. So I've got a few on the books that I haven't been able to talk about yet. There is one. I'm at the Opry North Festival. They've released their lineup for the year. So that one's going to be really fun. It's in Stirling, Ontario. And there's a couple more on the books that
can't talk about
weeks
yet.
Away where I can talk about them.
So, I understand. There's a lot of time where your kind of hands are tied about stuff you can talk about.
I know, but I'm excited about it, and I'm still looking forward to this year, and hopefully, you know, more festival dates will come in, and we'll see what happens.
Sounds like there's a lot of cool things on the way for me. Exciting 2025 on the way. If people kind of want to follow along with your journey and what you're up to, how can they do so? Website, social media platforms you're posting to, how can people follow along with what you're up to?
I have all the social media platforms now, even TikTok, which was a
Nice.
big thing for me,
Yeah,
honestly,
same.
because
No, Jenna, same thing. I really don't really post TikTok. I'm more of a looker. I more just scroll TikTok as opposed to post anything. So I
I
understand
have no
completely.
idea what I'm
Yeah,
doing. It's
same.
hilarious.
No,
Like, I'm
I'm right there
just
with you.
so I just throw it out there and see what happens. But I am learning. I'm getting better at it. But I have, Facebook and Instagram, and I
Yeah.
have a website at JanaLeDuc.com. And I just, I'm trying to post things every couple of days just to kind of let people know what's going on. And mostly, honestly, to thank people. The response to Drive so far has been incredible, and I'm just grateful. So I'm trying to make sure that I make sure I thank everybody.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So people can follow along with what you're up to and all the social media platforms. Sounds like it's going to be an exciting 2025. Jana, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, we're loving the sound of the new tune, and we wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was so nice to chat with you.